Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim, Klasa Mazayin, and we learned Simon Vav. We spoke about Kavod Lachar Moisai. We spoke about the idea that the greatest Kavod is a person acting appropriately. So I just want to touch on a point, which many times there is disagreements when it comes to davening for the Amid. Two people have a Chiyuv, and each one wants to daven for the Amid. So they should be an early for the Neshama of the Nifter. In this situation of conflict, there was a fascinating idea from the Chassam Sofer when I was davening for the Amid for my father, Olav Shalom. So Shir Reb Chaim Stein shared this thought with me from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that whoever is supposed to get to the schus of Aliyah from the tefillah will get it no matter who davens for the Amid. So if Reuven is supposed to be davening for the Amid, he's a chiyah for his father, and he's supposed to be davening for the Amid, and whatever reason, Shimon took advantage and took over the Amid, the schus for tefillah will accrue to Reuven's father, not to Shimon's father. So he says, therefore, once that's so, it comes out that if Reuven would be mevater or not fight, if Shimon comes along and demands the Amid, and Reuven doesn't fight, so Reuven has done an Eli for his father's neshama by being mevater and creating Shalom, and the actual Eli neshama goes to Reuven's father anyway. So a person can only gain in that situation by being mevater, because the true schus will go to the individual who, al pi cheshbon of whatever the range that they had in the shul, is supposed to get the tefillah. He will get the tefillah, and he will get that Eli of the neshama. So that's going to happen no matter what. And he will get the added schus of maintaining shalom and preventing machloikas and klayas. So it's obviously to the person's advantage in that situation to not to fight, but to just move on and be mevater. The second thing that he shared with me is in a situation where a person is not able to daven for the Yom for whatever reason, and he feels bad, adding two more Mishnayos to learn for that day will be the equivalent of davening for the Amid and saying Kaddish, etc. So I don't know exactly how he knows that and exactly what that means, that the schus of Mishnayos is equivalent to the schus of Yeshmi Rabba. I don't know, but the Shir Reb Chaim Stein, Zichr Lebracha, the Shiva tells, shared that with me. I'm assuming he knew what he was talking about. So I advise people during the situation with COVID and the shuls were not open, people had yahrzeit, people were in the shana, and they lost opportunity to daven for the Amid. So it was appropriate to learn extra Mishnayos to act as the, as it were, the compensation for the loss of those opportunities of davening for the Amid. In a situation where a person cannot daven for the Amid, and he wants that there should be an Eli for his parents in the Shama, he can ask somebody else to say Kaddish for him. It's brought down in Halacha that the individual who is being asked to say Kaddish should be paid, and preferably should be paid from the money of the Nifter. So again, we have this idea, because he's being paid by the money of the Nifter, and therefore he's saying Kaddish, it comes out the property of the Nifter acts as a vehicle to generate Kiddush Hashem, saying Kaddish is a form of Kiddush Hashem, and the money of the Nifter was the vehicle for that. So it comes out that's how the schus of this individual saying Kaddish, who's not related, will accrue for the Nifter through the process of being paid. So it is really better in halacha that the person should actually be paid, either from the money of the Nifter or the money of the child who's asking it. So it comes out, again, the child being an extension of the father. Through the child's money, this Kiddush Hashem is being generated, and therefore it goes to the schus, to the Nifter. And so it's nice to do it as a chesed, but it's much more valuable and effective when a person is actually getting paid. It does not have to be a large sum of money, but it's something which is appropriate. And people are not necessarily aware of the idea that it should be done in a way which is actually paid. A person who is paid to daven for to say Kaddish has no schus kedima. over anybody who's an actual personal chiyuv, because it's not his mitzvah kibud av aim, as we explained, and therefore, if nobody else is davening for the omid, he could daven for the omid. But if there's somebody who has a chiyuv to daven for their parents, so the individual is getting paid, but they have no schus against that schus of the child who is davening for the ili of their parents' neshama. So to clarify some points over here on the idea of saying Kaddish, etc. One last point I want to clarify. I mentioned that Kaddish is a Kiddush Hashem. This is the Rizal. The Rizal says that a person says Kaddish, a person enters Heshmei Rabba, he's kind of the mitzvah said the Raisa of Benikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. The same thing is true when a person says Kedusha. So a person is kind of the mitzvah said the Raisa, a person should have in mind that they're being kind of the mitzvah said the Raisa of Kiddush Hashem by saying Kaddish, or answering to Kaddish, or saying Kedusha. Have a good day.